Now, the Reverend George Stanhope was a remarkable man. Now, his memorial is quite difficult to read because it's very eroded with time, even though it's indoors. But he was remarkable. He was 29 when he became the vicar of Lewisham. He also became Dean of Canterbury, and he was also rector of St Paul's Deptford. And he didn't leave any of those jobs. He did all three at the same time. Well, I say that, but of course he didn't. He would have had curates here, curates in Deptford, and he was probably spent most of his time in Canterbury. But he was remarkable, and out of his own pocket, he built the wonderful vicarage, which of course still stands on the corner of Ladywell Road. There, and this is a very good image of it because it's before it had a 19th century wing stuck on the side. So he was wealthy. I mean, his name was Stanhope, so he was related in some way to the Earls of Chesterfield. That's their family name. The memorial is remarkable. It says, in memory of the very Reverend George Stanhope, etc., 38 years vicar of this parish, etc., whose piety was real and rational, his charity great and universal, fruitful in acts of mercy and in all good works, his learning was elegant and comprehensive, his conversation polite and delicate, grave without preciseness, facetious without levity, the good Christian and solid divine, and the fine gentleman in him were happily united, who, though amply qualified for the highest honours of his sacred function, yet was content with only deserving them in his pastoral office, a pattern to his people, and to all who shall succeed him in the care of them. His discourses from the pulpit were equally pleasing and profitable, a beautiful intermixture of the clearest reasoning with the purest diction, attended with the graces of just elocution. And so it goes on. And you think, and where were his weaknesses? You know, could he play centre forward, or could he catch a cricket ball? Or he must have had weaknesses, but it just an endless. Appears to be the ideal man, the ideal priest. But it cannot be true. But he was highly thought of, and he was very well connected. He was visited in the vicarage by Jonathan Swift, who, in his usual way, made a sort of rather strange comment about Stanhope's daughter, about how tall she was, which was not very kind.